all understand that we have a looming deadline of September 30th, and in terms of the current farm bill, and that we need to get this done, and that if we are not able to get this done, we're looking at a Depression-era farm policy that's obviously extremely outdated, antiquated subsidies, price controls, and so on, and the market confusion that comes from that. And so this is just absolutely unacceptable. We passed a bill in the Senate, bipartisan bill in June, as you all know. The House Agriculture Committee passed a bipartisan bill in July. It's in my time here, this is my fourth farm bill, I have never seen a situation where a bipartisan bill came out of committee and was not taken up on the floor. The House leadership, for whatever reason, has decided that they're not going to bring this up on the floor. It's true they only have a few days in session, but they're going to pass their continuing resolution this week. And my question is, what's more important to do next than a farm bill? I don't think they have anything else substantive on their agenda for September. So at this point, we need a farm bill that includes comprehensive disaster assistance, which we have. Ours is paid for within our farm bill, rather than just cutting other programs, and we need to get it done. It's not about an adequate disaster bill and then going home and kicking the can down the road. Their disaster bill does not help every farmer that's had a loss. It does nothing for dairy in terms of changing dairy policy. It doesn't address the fruit losses we've seen from freezes, and it's just not acceptable. We have more disaster relief in our bill. We have long-term certainty in our bill. We're certainly willing to negotiate with our colleagues. I know that that's where Chairman Lucas and Ranking Member Peterson would like to be right now, is sitting with us negotiating a final farm bill, but they need the House leadership support and action to get it done. So that's really where we are. It's not about an extension. We need to pass a farm bill, and they have plenty of time to do it. And in my judgment, you know, those who don't want reform would just as soon kick the can down the road or do some kind of long-term extension, and that is something I do not support. So we're ready to go. We are ready to go, and there's absolutely no reason. I don't care if there's 8 days left. We only need a couple in the House to get this done, and I can't imagine that creating economic certainty for rural America and a comprehensive disaster assistance bill within that farm bill is not a priority for the U.S. House.